Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Hey, thanks for that introduction, and thank you for joining me on another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. Today, I want to jump right into the text in John chapter 9. The headline on my Bible reads, Jesus Heals a Man Born Blind. Now, if you were like me and you grew up going to church, this might be a familiar story. If not, what a great story. The text says, as Jesus was walking along, and by the way, I just think right before that comma, it's always great because I never read Jesus was freaked out and in a hurry to go somewhere, or Jesus was running behind schedule, or Jesus had too many appointments on his plate. Almost every story starts like this. As Jesus was walking along, as he was going, he saw a man who had been blind from birth. Rabbi, his disciples asked him, why was this man born blind? Was it because of his own sins or his parents' sins? And Jesus answers, it was not because of his sins or his parents' sins, Jesus answered. This happened so the power of God could be seen in him. We must quickly carry out the tasks assigned to us by the one who sent us. The night is coming and then no one can work, but while I am here in the world, I am the light of the world. And then he spit on the ground, made mud with the saliva, and spread the mud over the blind man's eyes. And he told him, go wash yourself in the pool of Siloam. Now the pool of Siloam literally means sent. You've been sent there. So the man went and washed and came back seeing. And his neighbors and others who knew him as a blind beggar asked each other, isn't this the man who used to sit and beg? And some said he was, and others said, no, he just looks like him. But the beggar kept saying, yeah, I'm the one. Yes, I can see now. And they asked, well, who healed you? What happened? And he told them, the man they called Jesus made mud, spread it over my eyes, and told me, go to the pool of Siloam and wash yourself. So I went and I washed, and now I see. Well, where is he now? They said, I don't know. And you know, it's just like what we read in all of the scriptures. The people that got most freaked out about this were the church folks. They were so freaked out because they were worried that what Jesus had done on the Sabbath day was he had worked. Now, think about that for a minute. The same God who flung the world into space with his own words is being accused by the church of working on the Sabbaths by spitting in the dirt, rubbing a little mud together, and putting it on a man's eyes. Now listen to this in verse 16. Some of the Pharisees said, this man Jesus is not from God, for he is working on the Sabbath. And others said, but how could an ordinary sinner do such miraculous signs? So there was a deep division of opinion among them. You know what I've found? That when people who cannot see now see, people get freaked out at what they see. Now, if I had to say that again, I don't know if I could. But I think the big picture here is this. Here's a regular dude that not at any fault of his or his family, he has this thing in his life that is a great challenge. And then Jesus comes along and he uses that great challenge, not only for the glory of the kingdom, but to point other people to what should matter most. And there's always somebody. Most typically, we read in the scriptures, it's the Pharisees, the people who want to keep the law of the church, who always rise up and say, well, he shouldn't have done that, rather than seeing the bigger picture. You know, now I see ought to be a picture of now I see the freedom found in Christ, that all those rules that somebody wants to hold me to now boil down to just Christ alone. You say, well, Chuck, on this Monday, man, I got a stretch between now and Thanksgiving. What would you say that, how is this going to apply to me, Chuck? And I would say this, in the middle of your chaotic life to get from now to Thanksgiving, remember two big pictures here. Number one, whatever it is you're dealing with, Jesus can take something as small as spittle and mud and turn it into something you now see as great. And secondly, when you see that happen, recognize it has come from the Son of God himself. Don't explain it away, and don't, when somebody else sees this happen, try to tell them there is no God. My friend, today, take great comfort in knowing that Jesus wants to stop by your life, and he wants to wipe a little mud on whatever ails you today, And he wants to bring you not just healing, but he wants to bring you peace into your life. Receive that today. Thanks for joining us on another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. I look forward to hearing from you. I love it when you sent last week the pictures of all of God's creation. Thank you. So many of you sent me emails. So if there's something today that you take a picture of and say, wow, I'm praying that I could see that for what it should be, send me a picture as well to chuck@sugarhillchurch.com. God bless you. Bye now.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.